This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
Right, tonight it's the final of Zane Lowe's masterpieces, and it's Led Zeppelin 4 tonight. That is a fantastic album.
It's the only one you haven't got, isn't it?
Yeah, I've got 1 to 3 and 5. One of the greatest rock albums of all time. It influenced generations of musicians, but I'd like him to change it. I've got the one we want on right here, right now. Check that out.
Right.
Look.
Yeah, oh, you've actually got it.
Yep, it's Britney, Baby One More Time, with classics like this on it. It's just hit after hit. Oh, yeah. Tell me you wouldn't want to hear this in full.
I would.
Come on. Next. Sometimes I run. Oh. Sometimes I hide. Sometimes I'm scared of you. Tell me you don't want this tonight.
I don't. I love this song.
Led Zeppelin, brilliant. It's got a Stairway to Heaven. But does it have Email My Heart? No.
Right, this is better than Stairway to Heaven.
Led Zeppelin 4, it's got Black Dog.
Right.
Does it have Soda Pop on it?
No. Oh, here we go now.
Oh, such an album. This has influenced many people.
Every track's a winner.
Every Who's track's that? A winner. Expedition is Pop Diddy, we choose. I don't know who that is.
That wasn't Britney, was it?
No. That might be Don Philip, who's also on here, okay, doing a duet with her on track 8. Scott Mills. Radio 1. Load of people on the text up for trying to persuade Zane to swap Led Zeppelin 4 for Britney's first album, Baby One More Time, which is a seminal album, you know? And I don't think he's going to go for it, though, to be honest.
Why not?
I don't know. This is, it's one of my favourites. Track six from the bottom of Broken Heart. I don't think he's going to do it. I think he's going to stay with Led Zeppelin 4, I do.
Yeah, a bit of persuasion.
So listen to Zane, 7 o'clock tonight.
You could bribe him.
He will play you one of the greatest albums ever made. Led Zeppelin 4 by Led Zeppelin, including Stairway to Heaven. It's not this, though, is it? Never look back, we
say. How was I doing? It's not, no.
It's not this, is it?
It's not that, no. So,
love this.
Which one is it? I must have forgotten this one.
This is From the Bottom of a Broken Heart.
Oh.
Wasn't a single, but quite a good album track. Let me know if you're up for hearing the Britney album in full, because if he doesn't do it, maybe we should do it. What do you think?
I'll let you decide.
811-99, you fancy a bit of that? Scott Mills. Radio 1. Hello?
Hello.
Who's that, please?
It's Jordan Corby.
Hi, Jordan. Where are you today?
In Corby. In my room.
All right, I thought your name was Jordan Corby, but you're Jordan and you're from Corby.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's you. How can I help?
I want you to play Britney, please.
You want Britney, the whole album?
Yeah, the whole album now.
I can't do it now.
Please.
Why do you like it so much?
It's just brilliant.
Is it?
Yeah.
Did you buy the album at the time?
I was about 4, so no.
Right, but you love it though, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your favourite track?
Probably Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Yeah, first track on there, you see?
Yep.
Not Soda Pop.
No.
Baby One More Time is the best pop record of the last 10 years.
Wow.
Do you agree, Jordan?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, so if that's one big statement to make.
If we played this in 4, you would be loving it, wouldn't you?
Yep.
All right, Jordan, well, I hear you, and I'll try and persuade Zane, all right?
Okay.
All right, love you. Scott Mills. Scott Mills. Radio 1. Hello.
Hello.
Who's that, please?
Hi, it's Bianca.
Hi, Bianca, where are you today?
Exeter, and I'm at work.
Oh, rubbish. What are you saying?
I know. I think you should play the new Britney album. No, the old Britney album.
The old
or
one?
Both. Yeah, the old one.
I can't play both.
That is excessive.
That is ridiculous.
Okay, just the first one then.
Did you buy this album?
Yes, I bought them all.
Yeah. We love Britney, don't we?
I do. Everyone thinks I'm sad, but...
Why?
Because I'm always sticking up for Britney, and they're always taking the mick out of me.
Nah. I mean, she might be a bit off the rails, but we still love her, don't we?
I know, I do.
Classics, all of them. So you reckon we should put it on, do you?
Yeah, definitely.
See, Zayn's not going to do it, is he?
I don't know. You make everybody send in a text, they might.
Text me, 81199, if you'd like to hear the Britney album in full. I don't think Zayn's going to swap Led Zeppelin for this.
No, maybe not.
Frankly. But it is a great album, isn't it?
It is, it's the best.
Do you think I'd get into trouble?
With Zayn?
No, just generally with... Radio 1 bosses.
I doubt it.
What do you think, Bianca?
If you get enough text messages, then it
exactly.
should be okay.
Yeah, exactly. Public demand, yeah? What are they going to do? Yeah. Fire me, yeah? If people want it?
Maybe.
Right. Yeah, maybe. Right, okay, well, I hear you. If anyone else is up for hearing the Britney album, the first one, the classic Baby One More Time in full, then text me, 81199. Hello?
Hiya.
Who's that?
Big Steve.
Hiya, Big Steve. You're right.
Hiya.
Yeah. Where are you?
We're in Leeds at the moment. At Leeds Met.
Leeds Met.
Aye.
You're a student.
Aye.
What's going on?
Just playing some computer games.
All right. How can I help?
We want to listen to Britney.
You want to hear Britney?
Yeah. We pay our licences.
Yeah.
So we get to, you know, public service. We get to demand what's on.
Yeah. You pay your licence fee.
Yeah.
It's the BBC, isn't it?
Aye.
Oh. So, I mean, you like this album a lot, yeah?
Yeah.
Alright, so you'd be up for hearing Baby One More Time, the album by Britney in full.
Definitely.
Alright, thanks, Big Steve.
Alright, cheers.
See, you never know, he didn't sound like a Britney fan at all.
I didn't think you were going to be able to shut him up.
I know. God.
Yeah.
Zayn, tonight from 7 o'clock with the last of his masterpieces, one of the greatest rock albums of all time ever, Led Zeppelin 4, with Zayn, tonight from 7 o'clock on Radio 1. What do you think about this playing the whole Britney thing in full? Because I'm quite liking the idea. And look at the texts. People want it.
Yeah, I can't at the moment. Let's see the text, because the one that doesn't speak is answering emails and Laura's looking at shoes.
Oh, again. Right, on a scale to 1 to 10, right?
Yeah.
1 being it's all fine and 10 being fired. If I did play the whole album in full, right,
yeah.
Uninterrupted, what do you think would happen on a scale of 1 to 10?
8.5.
Do you think?
Worth the risk.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
I've decided that we are now going to play the Britney Spears first album, Baby One More Time, in full.
Cool, okay.
Because the demand is there right now. We're going to play it. Now, there's 12 tracks, mm-hmm. Okay? This is all because of Zane Lowe's masterpieces. Tonight, he's got Led Zeppelin 4 in full from 7 o'clock. 12 tracks. How many tracks, George, before someone comes in and we get taken off the air?
Three.
Three tracks. Chappers.
Well, it depends. I would imagine most of management are pretending to be in a meeting or something, so they're probably not listening. So,
thing is, I've just been upstairs,
yeah?
And it's all the radios are turned down.
Right,
are which they? Is good, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's nice of them.
But that's good because I reckon we might get away with it.
All right, I'll
how many do you think?
Two and a half. There'll be one person in management.
That's three.
No, that's two and a half.
Well, two and a half.
So get your own idea. Stop copying mine.
Four, then, just to shut her up.
Laura, what do you think?
I think the whole album, because I saw one of our bosses leave the building.
Amazing. Right, let's do it. Here it is. Scott Mills' masterpiece on Radio 1. The seminal Britney Spears album, Baby One More Time, in full. This is Radio 1, and it's Masterpieces with Scott Mills. One track.
Radio 1's Masterpieces. Classic albums that changed the face of music. This record truly was the influence of many of today's rock and roll bands. It simply is the template for rock and roll in the modern day.
Yeah, I'm so into you. You got that.
Hang on, the phone's ringing. Hello, Radio 1. Hello? Hi. Is that enough? Okay, who's that, please? Okay, right, that's enough, yeah? All right, thank you. Bye. Right, that's, apparently that's enough.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
This is Radio 1, and that was Mark Ronson and Valerie.
One.
National.
Radio 1.
Before it was the Pigeon Detectives, and I found out. It's 5:15.
You really are a wimp, aren't you?
Sorry?
You really are a wimp.
Seriously, I don't know who that was, but I said, who is it speaking? And they were like, it's upstairs. That's well, enough now,
well,
Scott.
That could have been...
No, they sounded really annoyed.
Well, so? You lasted one track and, what, 20 seconds of the second? You had the door barricaded so that nobody could come in, so I was trapped in the live lines, which was fine. And then all it takes is one phone call from somebody, you don't know who it is, but they had a scary voice.
No, I also had a text from the big boss.
Saying
the
what?
The big boss. Saying, we like this, but one song only.
But you've
They're
never,
not happy. I don't
you've
want to get
never,
fired.
Ever, ever paid any attention to the text that the big boss sends.
Yes, I have.
You haven't.
What do you mean? Don't go down this road.
When he texts us to get us to reply to go to dinners or meetings or stuff, you never do it. So that's the first time you've ever paid any attention to a text from the big boss.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott.
Hello.
What are you doing?
Pardon?
Why did you stop Britney?
Yeah.
Why did I stop Britney? Because the bosses aren't happy at all.
But I think your audience is really enjoying that. I certainly was.
Were you?
Looking at the text, yeah. They all are, yeah.
But there's a lot of support out here for you.
Well,
don't go overboard.
There are a lot of texts. Who are you, please?
My name's Matt.
Where are you at the moment, Matt?
I'm driving home on the M1.
Yeah, okay. Right. So you're enjoying the masterpiece that was Baby One More Time, the album?
Yes, I mean, I have to say, I've actually heard all of the masterpieces that Zane's playing, but this one I haven't ever heard before, so...
You've never heard it before?
Not the whole album, no.
Right.
So you're bringing Britney to a whole new audience.
Exactly.
Right, so you think we should put it back on?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, just be strong.
All right, here's track 3.
Here we go now.
This is Radio 1. Hi, Zane.
Don't bring me into this, man.
Right, what happened then was I was too scared to answer the phone, so I made Zane answer it.
Well, you didn't make me, to be honest. I was well up for the challenge.
What did they say?
No, seriously, one is enough was the opening line.
Right. Yeah, but you dealt with them, Zane. Yeah.
I did, you hear me? Yeah, he went deal or no deal.
Deal or no deal. I put the phone down, didn't
I? I did. I said deal or no deal. Well, he did answer the question, and then I put the phone down. I was acting out my null fantasy. One of the many null fantasies that I... That changed the subject pretty good for you, didn't it, eh?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Run with it, Scott, run with it!
Well, I've turned my phone off.
Yeah. And it's blinking, though, behind you, mate. Phone's blinking in the studio.
Again?
No.
Oh, God.
This is great, isn't it? It's like shooting fish in a barrel right now.
Oh, God, I'm scared.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
You really genuinely freaked out.
I am freaked out.
This isn't like, you know, the illusion of radio. You're pacing and stuff.
Let's feel it. Put it back on!
I know.
I was enjoying
soda
pop.
But we were talking about that. I have a sneaking suspicion most people are urging you to put it back on because they want to stick it to the man, not because they genuinely want to hear Baby One More Time in full.
They don't want to hear Email My Heart, do they?
Yes, the phone actually is blinking now, dude.
Oh, it actually is.
It is blinking. Right. Do you want me to answer it again?
Shall I answer it?
No, you do it. No, you do it.
Is it the banker again?
Radio. Oh, no, they're gone.
No. Yes, because they're listening to Radio 1, you're like, shall I answer it with the radio on? And they're like, hanging up immediately. This could be a great game of cat and mouse, couldn't it? As long as you actually stay on the air with the mic up the whole show, they can't actually get to you.
Yeah, ring me. Go ahead. Right, okay. Let's get back to some actual music now. Scouting for Girls, Elvis
Ain't Dead. I thought
you
said Britney was a masterpiece.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Yeah.
Wimp.
Yeah.
Led Zeppelin 4 with Zane tonight.
In full.
In full.
That's right. No interruptions. I dare you to call
me. No one's going
to
ring you up and stop you playing Stairway to Heaven.
Oh, it is Led Zeppelin, to be fair.
Yeah, that's true.
Slightly different.
Yeah. Zane Lowe, 7 o'clock tonight with Masterpieces.
Can't wait.
I'm just upset that we didn't get to track 11, Email My Heart. to be honest.
That one has been very close to your heart through the whole week. Yeah. Perhaps, you know, if you're a good boy, you can play it at the end of the... Look at this guy. Unbelievable.
Are you going to play it now?
Are you going to do it now? Oh, my lordy. Okay. You just keep putting your hand in the fire, don't you, mate? Eh? It's hot. It's hot, Scott. Hot.
It is.
Hot. Hot, Scott. Hot.
I'm too scared.